You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guest today is Michelle Elfers, Deputy Director for CBJ Parks and Recreation. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining me today. One of the things I know you wanted to discuss is the possible closure of Montana Creek Road this winter. But before we get to that, for just a moment, I wanted to ask quickly about the survey we discussed the last time you were on the show. I noticed that most of the trails I'm on regularly have a sign up for that now, and I was wondering if you could give us a little update.
Sure, yeah. The survey actually just closed, I think it was Sunday or Monday, and we had over 1,400 responses. So that's a lot for us. We're really excited. We've just started to turn through the information, but we've got lots of great data on which trails people are using, how often they're hiking trails, and it turns out people are hiking trails a lot, especially right now. So we will be able to, you know, make some of that data known to the public here soon as we start analyzing it and spitting out some charts and things like that.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to finding out. I look forward to hearing more about the results. I thought it was a super interesting survey as a to take, and I just wanted to know what's happening next with that.
Well, yeah, and that it's actually part of a trails plan, and so we have an old trails plan from the 90s, the early 90s, and it's about time we update it. And so that survey was our first effort at public outreach to get some information to the public as to how they use trails, what trails they use, and what they would like to see, you know, in the future. And it's a 20-year planning horizon that we're looking at for the trails plan. So it's the first step. Our next step is we'll do some focus groups and meetings with different user groups on the trails. We'll probably do some more general public outreach, and we hope to have a draft for public review probably around February, so early next year. And it's probably going to take a full year to get through the whole process, to work with the assembly, till we have a final plan. So this is just the first steps in that plan, but we're really excited to get such a large amount of feedback.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for the update on that.
No problem.
All right. Next up, the Parks and Rec Department is considering a proposal to close a portion of Montana Creek Road to motorized vehicles this winter, and you're currently accepting public comment on this proposal. I'm just curious, what would be some of the reasons to close this road?
So we got a request from the Juneau Nordic Ski Club to look at this issue, and so we decided to put out a request for public comment because we wanted to understand just what the community felt about it and how they use this area. So the Juneau Nordic Ski Club has been grooming part of the Montana Creek Road for years. So the section, we have a gate that closes every winter just to reduce maintenance needs for the city, and that's right after the Hank Harmon Public Range. And there's a gate that closes, and then the paved section of the road ends at a bridge over Montana Creek. So that section has been groomed by the Juneau Nordic Ski Club for years, and so in the last few years, it's actually gotten much, much more popular. So lots of people go out there to ski. It's one of the places in Juneau when the snow's not in good condition or it's raining elsewhere because it's close to the glacier. There's good snow out there, so people really enjoy that. And there's also some people who use it for snowmobiling and to access some of the, more remote areas up in the Montana Creek watershed area. So it's a road, so it's actually open to, by code, it's open to motorized use in the wintertime for snowmobiles. And so this is a request to change that. And I think part of the issue is, like we find on a lot of our trails, there's different user groups doing different things, and sometimes that creates conflicts. You know, we have that right now. We have a lot of mountain bikers on trails with pedestrians, so we do a lot to manage different user groups, and this is a bit of the same of a management issue between different user groups using our facilities differently. So so we wanted to get people's ideas and thoughts on it. So we put it out for public comment. We're taking written comments through September 30th. And if people would like to comment, they can get on our website. So if you go to juneau.org, which is the city website, you can just click on Parks and Recreation Department. There's a drop down for departments, and it'll pop up right there on the front page, and you can click in and read some information about it, and then you can provide your written comment. At this point, we've received over 500 comments, so the public's really engaged. People are really interested, and that's always exciting to us because we like when people use our public land and our parks and our recreation facilities. So there's a lot of engagement so far. We're happy about that.
That's great. And just so I'm clear on the issue, if the road was not closed to motorized traffic, the only vehicles on the road would be snow machines?
No. So right now the road is open in the winter for there's a gate. So trucks and cars and things can't get through. And we did that because we're not able to maintain it in the winter. We can't plow it. We can't get our maintenance folks out there to maintain it in the winter. But snowmobiles and ATVs can still make it through, and that is allowed by law right now. So the requested change is that there would not be that motorized use of ATVs or snowmobiles in the winter on that section of road.
Okay. And what happens after public comment closes? When would a final decision be made?
So after it closes, we'll take a little time, and we're already starting to try and organize and collate those comments. And then our first stop will be the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting, and that is in October. Right now it's set for October 12th at 5:30 p.m., and we will be discussing the comments we received and letting the PRAC weigh in and make a recommendation on that.
And one more time, where can folks go to submit their comments?
So go to juno.org/parksrec. Or if you just go to juno.org, which is the city website, just choose the Parks and Recreation Department page.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today, Michelle?
I sure would, yeah. One of our most exciting things we have going on right now, Parks and Recreation, is that the Augustus Brown Pool is opening next week on September 8th. It's been closed since, the shutdown for the pandemic. So it's opening up next week. We have the Diamond Park Pool has been open for many months now, but we're going to have some of the swim clubs are starting to practice at Diamond Park, and we want to make sure that there's enough space for the public to use and recreate. So we're really excited about that, and there's different hours every day. You can get the schedule online. If you go to junopools.org, which is also on the Parks and Rec webpage, you can find it. And there's a COVID mitigation plan there, but we'll have lanes open, and we'll also have the rec pools open. So there'll be some opportunities for people to swim, some more opportunities.
Oh, that's great. Good news for all the swimmers out there.
Yes.
Well, we are just about out of time, but thank you so much for speaking with me today and sharing all that great info about CBJ Parks and Rec. It's always nice to hear from you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.